Then I just want to say one short thing, and then I'm going to open it to questions. Because earlier on in the talk, I said that our mind creates our experience in two ways. So the first way was what I just talked about at length, about how we describe the situation to ourselves right now. That's one way in which our mind creates our experience. The second way is through karma. Okay, karma just means actions. It's the volitional actions, the things that we deliberately do. Okay, and so our actions, what we're thinking about, what we say, what we do physically. So actions of body, speech, and mind. And we're acting all the time. These actions leave traces of energy. They leave imprints on our mind stream. And these energy traces or these imprints influence what situations we find ourselves in the future. So again, these actions came from our attitudes, came from our motivation. If we have a good motivation, we tend to think and say and act in constructive ways that bring about harmony or that help others. When we have jealousy or anger or, you know, self-hatred, something like that, then we tend to act and speak and think in negative ways that bring about suffering for ourselves and others. All this leaves imprint in our own mind. And then according to all these various imprints, whichever one's ripened in any particular time, then we experience different events. Okay? So why do we find ourselves in certain situations? Because of actions that we did in the past lives, or even earlier this life. Now, that means that when we have problems, our problems came because of our own negative actions in the past life. Have you ever noticed that when we're suffering, we always say, why me? But when we're happy, we never say, why me? Yeah? So, you know, the answer to why me is because I created the cause. You know, if I'm having problems in relationships, if people don't appreciate me, it's because in the past I didn't appreciate other people. So if I want to remedy that, I need to start from this very moment showing my appreciation to the people I appreciate. You know, and creating different actions so that I plant different imprints on my mind and experience different results. Okay? And when we have happiness in our life, instead of just taking it for granted, to recognize, you know, I have happiness because of positive actions I did in the past, because of positive attitudes and good motivations. And so I want to create more of these kinds of actions because I can see that they bring happiness for myself and others. Okay? And so in that way, we don't take our life for granted. And we become quite aware and vibrant moment to moment, trying to really create the cause of happiness through what we're saying and thinking and doing, and avoid the cause of suffering by changing our mind so that what we say and think and do doesn't create more suffering. Okay? So those are the two ways in which our mind creates happiness and suffering, either through our present interpretation or through the actions that we do that bring about the situations that we encounter. Okay? So that's why the Buddha always said that the forerunner of our experience is the mind, and everything's determined by the mind. And the more we can transform our mind and bring out our inner human beauty, then the happier we're going to be, no matter where we are and what's going on around us.